Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this corner, from Reading, Pennsylvania, he's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah.
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl, the Guru Johnson.
Now, it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Good morning, everybody. Matt Steinmetz, Daryl, the Guru Johnson with you. Nice to be back. Took a couple days off and got the second half of the NBA season coming. 25 games left. Warriors playing the Kings tonight in Oakland. And we're getting ready for the second half. This second half goes very fast with 25 games, and then we're right into the playoffs. And I guess the big news over the weekend, Guru, was DeMarcus Cousins not going to have a minutes restriction anymore. That means that he's free to play however many minutes Steve Kerr decides he's going to play, and that starts tonight against the Kings.
Yeah, and I feel like I missed you. The right. Question is, people want to know where you were at, and then if you miss me, but we'll get to that. But this is the real tryout to see if he's going to be the DeMarcus Cousins of old and be in at the end of games. I'm kind of perplexed that this news dropped because, Steiny, under the basket, he hasn't been polished. And the other teams have been getting him in that pick and roll. My fear, I told you before you left, is if he's going to shoot 15 or 17 times, those are 17 shots not coming from Clay, Steph, or KD. And if he's not making 50% of those, that's a problem. And to the opposing team, I would take that all day, every day. So I'm eager to see if he can get right with these 25 games. So they're basically saying, we're dedicating these 25 games to you to get you in shape, cuz.
888-957-9570 is the number. What do you want to see out of the Warriors these last 25 games? Is the record important, how you finish up this season? Is DeMarcus Cousins the most important piece of the last 2 months? Is DeMarcus Cousins going to start playing 30, 33, 34 minutes a game? Here's the one question I have, Guru, is Steve Kerr was talking about Andre Iguodala just a week or two ago. And he was talking about how Iguodala has had a phenomenal year and maybe his best year as a Warrior, doing many things that go unnoticed, game in and game out and plus minus. And he was talking about just how Andre Iguodala is still just a huge piece for this team and how positive he's been. Now, how's Cousins going to play down the stretch then? I mean, how is Cousins going to play down the stretch if all year long Kerr has been saying Iguodala has been phenomenal and we're better with him than without him? I don't know if I can see Cousins playing down the stretch of a game if Iguodala is playing like he's played the first 50-plus games.
I'm with you, and you make a great point, and I wonder if I'm making a mountain out of a molehill because Cousins took this job knowing that this was a possibility. So I guess all we're watching now, Steiny, is how he reacts if he happens to not be in on a playoff game. Or is it going to be the luster of him finally playing in his first playoff game in series with a chance at a ring, a good chance? He's not going to cause any waves, but this is going to be fascinating to me to watch his body language and what he says after the game. If the, you know, the Hamptons 5 lineup is out there.
Well, let's see here how he reacts if let's say tonight he only plays 25 or 26 minutes. One of the problems he hasn't one of the problems he's had is he's getting into foul trouble.
You're right there, too.
Because he's not in the greatest of shape, and he's not he's rusty, and he hasn't really come all the way back. I still think he's been mostly positive. He's been back, what? How bad could he be? The Warriors are 10-1 with him back, and they're 9-0 with him in their starting lineup, and they have their normal starting lineup. So when they got Curry, Clay, Durant, Draymond, and Cousins, they're 9-0. So are we worrying about nothing?
I believe if Matt Steinmetz was on the Warriors, they would still be 9-0 and 10-1 in their last 11. If I was on there, the same. So I guess I'm asking you, Steiny, I asked you before, is he a necessity or is he a luxury? And the way Iguodala's playing, he's a luxury. And he's a luxury because if he were to go down, this team that started this year and won last year's chip is still intact. So I guess I'm telling you, my friend, there's nothing to see here except if he's not in foul trouble and he's not on the court at the end of games, will he become a sideshow?
888-957-9570. What do you need to see from the Warriors in the second half of the season? And I guess maybe even more important, what do you need to see out of DeMarcus Cousins the last 2 months of the regular season into the playoffs? Is DeMarcus Cousins right now, let's say he doesn't get any better. Let's say this is who DeMarcus Cousins is for the rest of the year at least. Should he play down the stretch? Is this a good enough DeMarcus Cousins to make the Warriors better? And is this a good enough DeMarcus Cousins to at times be better than a Warrior team with Iguodala as the closing five member? That's what we're going to see. Iguodala,
he's balling, man.
Has usually been finishing out ball games, and one of those guys is not going to play. And the other thing I heard about a week ago is Draymond Green even mentioned, you know, maybe some nights he'll even go with Iguodala and Cousins and maybe not me. Let me tell you something.
Did you hear that?
That's not happening.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
That's not happening. There's no way you can keep Draymond Green on the bench in crunch time. I'd be very, very surprised. You want to talk about playing with fire. But that's the thing. I mean, somebody's not playing down the stretch. I don't know. Curry's playing, Durant's playing, Clay's playing. We all know that. I think Draymond's got to play. And then take your pick. And then the question becomes, what if Iguodala starts not playing down the stretch? Is that going to be an issue? Does Iguodala get upset? What do you think?
Wow. I don't think that's going to be an issue. He's out there. So my question to you is, can the Warriors win a chip without Cousins?
Yeah,
yes,
I think they can.
We've already seen it. So he has to be the odd man out. And I don't want to call it peer pressure, but it's DeMarcus pressure to the coaching staff if they try to change it up when everybody can see when you guys use your depth lineup, that's when you're faster. That's when your defense, you can switch. Steiny, I'm eager to watch him moving forward, but I sleep better at night knowing that DeMarcus Cousins to this Warrior team is not a necessity for them to win the chip. So with that said, Steve Kerr has all the cachet in the world. I don't think anybody on that team is scared of DeMarcus Cousins. And if he's trying to get a big payday, which I think he's already proved he's going to get, he knows he can't ruffle feathers if he's not in at the end. But he does look at times, I was mad when Steve took me out. We've heard that, and it was joking and fun. But will that get greater and will that be real come playoff time?
So you think the Warriors, that now they don't need Cousins?
To win it all?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Well, I mean, we were saying they needed Cousins when they were struggling.
Yeah, but I thought it was going to be the old, not saying he can't get back there, but after what I've seen since his return, the Warriors without DeMarcus Cousins can still win it all. And he is not a necessity. He is a luxury.
A couple other things, yes or no. You want the Kings in the first round if you're the Warriors or the Lakers?
I'm so over LeBron and the Warriors that I would love to see NorCal this rivalry actually be a rivalry against the Kings and Warriors in the playoffs?
Well, I'd like to see the Kings and the Warriors play in the postseason. I don't care when, but if the Warriors, did I say Kings?
Yeah,
I meant Lakers. Lakers. I want to see the Warriors Lakers play at some point in the finals, because the Lakers, when they're healthy.
You think they're going to make it, Steiny? If
yes.
you had to go to
yes.
the counter now and bet.
Yes.
Look, and
yes.
You're saying it. You
yes.
believe that, too.
Yes, yes I
They'll
believe
probably beat
it.
The Rockets tonight.
LeBron says his intensity level's been activated. So he's ready to. That's what he said.
He didn't say that
yes,
out loud.
Yeah, he did. He
Where have I've been doing homework, Common Core. But go ahead. What did he say?
He said he's going to have playoff intensity.
So he's been half-assing it. A little bit.
So is everybody. It's too long of a season.
It's only 82.
Yeah.
Talk to baseball about being long the season.
You can't play. I mean, I like when a guy does this because it makes it clear that the season's too long.
Wow.
Curry says he's better than he's playing 3 years ago. Really?
I told
how about
you.
This? How about this joke?
What you got?
The Warriors have internally mused about Giannis Antetokounmpo. Come on, man.
Joey Lightyear's working already.
Get out of here,
Joey
man.
Joey Lightyear.
It's not even a story. Let's go to Anna to find out something real that's going on with the game.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, in the Steve Kerr era, listen to these records. These have been the Warriors' records at the All-Star break. 42-9.
Damn.
48-4.
Woo.
47-9.
Come on now.
44-14.
Woo.
And then this year, their worst record at the All-Star break.
Uh-oh.
41-16. Man. Steve Kerr's coached some pretty good teams over the last 5 years. That's for darn sure.
And he's had a lot to do with that, Stani.
You
that
think
offense,
so?
Mark Jackson
really
offense,
think so?
Where Clay and Steph were ISOing
you
at
really
the
think
end
so?
Of games. I love you, Mark.
That was before.
Yes,
that
is.
That was when they were young. So you're saying Steve Kerr's the only coach who could have gotten three titles in 4 years?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he means as much to this success as Steph and
Oh,
Clay
come
and
on.
Yep,
no chance.
That.
That's ridiculous.
And his pedigree.
That's ridiculous.
Coaching.
Steve Kerr is as important as Steph Curry. You just said that. Come on now. See, I'm back. I don't know if you got away with it while I was gone.
Nah, I would never say that statement as important. I'm just letting you know he's a perfect complement to Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. And real quick. The Warriors were tired at the end of the break. That's why they got beat by 20 without Cousins. People coming at me like I'm saying DeMarcus is bringing nothing to the team. I know the energy got up some when he came back. My point is, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, if D-Cuz was not around, he wouldn't stop this team from going to get that trophy. That's all I'm saying.
Let's go to Mark in the city. What's up, Mark? How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, everything, man. The point I want to make with you guys, first of all, DeMarcus Cousins is in training camp shape. The rest of the team is in mid-season form. His upside is going to be a lot greater than you think. You got to remember, he was a year removed out of basketball. Okay. Second of all, Guru, Cousins is both a luxury and a necessity. He's a luxury because of what he can do offensively on the court. He's a necessity because we don't have Damian Jones.
Mm.
We need a big body. And against Oklahoma City, yes, Cousins is going to play down the stretch. And against Philadelphia, and Philadelphia reaches the NBA Finals with Joel Embiid, yes, Cousins is going to play down the stretch. Matchups determine everything. Yes, we're going to see plenty of the after five, but when it comes to a big-time center down the stretch, late in games, yeah, we're going to have to roll out our big-time dude.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Mark. Appreciate the call. Here's my question about Cousins. How much better is he going to get between now and the end of the year?
See, that's a great question. And I was, remember I was telling you and selling you, oh, just by the time the playoffs roll, it's going to happen. Now I'm looking at the severity of this injury, Steiny, and I don't know if the explosion is going to come back during the playoffs. I just don't. I don't believe that now. And before, when you pondered that, asked that question, I was, oh, he'll be back. I don't know.
What changed your mind?
Watching him play.
But
and hearing about how
good.
Devastating this injury is, and when you get your watching Hayward, you know, when you get, he's coming into form, but when you get your explosion back, he's at the basket, but he's not exploding like he once was, and that comes with this injury. And I'm seeing guys smaller than him block his shot, him going up for the rebound, guys going up to get the ball before he can get to it. And I'm not saying he can't overcome that, but I would bet now it's not going to be till the off season before, or even sometime next year when he gets that back.
I guess what I'm saying is he's played 11 games, and most people are saying he looks pretty good. You know, he's been not playing for over a year. He's come back. He looks pretty good, a little rust. He's out of shape, which is to be expected. You know, he's got to get his lift back. But why, if people are saying he looks pretty good, like I would think because he looks this good, you'd be more optimistic going into the postseason or going into the moving forward with Cousins.
Well, again, I'm comparing DeMarcus to before injury DeMarcus, and that may be a bit unfair, but I know just how much of a beast he can be. And I'm damn sure not saying he's not helping the team. He is, Steiny. But from what I've seen and how teams have taken advantage of him in the pick and roll, I keep citing that. I just wonder moving forward how much rope he has or will have when Steve Kerr goes to his best five. I don't see how it could be DeMarcus Cousins if we don't see a vast improvement quick.
And I guess that's what I got to take a little exception.
Okay. Well,
what do you mean
back.
A vast improvement? I mean, they're 9-0 with Cousins in the starting lineup.
See, you're saying there.
Yeah,
and
when
I guess I'm just honing in on what I'm seeing from him. And I'm not saying he's been there's room for improvement. Give
no
me
doubt.
That. Okay.
No doubt. But everybody always said, oh, if Cousins is 70%, that's still better than Damian Jones at
100.
But I guess
I'm asking you, Steiny, and the people, what's a better starting five, Iguodala or DeMarcus Cousins? Right now on this Thursday, it's Iguodala. It's not even close. And if Steve Kerr was right next to us, he would answer the same question. And that's not a bad thing, but there's no way anybody in the Bay Area can tell me from what you see from DeMarcus that him inserted in the lineup, name recognition-wise, it's better. It's not better than Iggy. And the way Iggy's playing, there's nothing to talk about. Now, that could change, but I don't think it is, Steiny, and that's no diss to DeMarcus. And if DeMarcus was here, he'd probably tell us the same thing.
Well, then I'd say, are you going to be okay sitting on the bench in crunch time the next 3 months?
Right. That we're going to find out.
Let's go to Akil in Fairfield. What's up, Akil?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, I haven't been on this Cousins train from the beginning for a couple of reasons, but specifically about this Achilles injury. Cousins never was built as an explosive-type player. That never was his game. But then now you're adding in the fact that he has an Achilles injury, like, halfway through his career, almost facing toward the end of his career. He's not coming back from this physically. You're never going to regain your explosion. I personally have had an Achilles rupture. You ain't getting no explosion back. He doesn't just rely on his skill set now. But he's not going to be an explosive player, which he never was anyway, but he ain't going to be as explosive even as what he was. It just ain't happening with an Achilles rupture.
Well, thanks a lot for the call, Akil. Cousins, he's not overly athletic. You know, he's not a big jumper. Doesn't have a quick first step. I mean, he's skilled as all get out, but he's not the type of player that all of a sudden is going to lose 7 inches of vertical. But he's not right now the player he was at Sacramento. The question is, how much better will he be in the next 2 months, if at all? I think I mean, if I looked at his first 11 games back, like I said, I'm giving him a B, I think. Good solid B. I kind of think if you give him less than a B, then maybe your expectations were too high. I mean, hasn't played in a year.
And I'm the guy that said to you and many other people that this is the best starting five when he came back. But again, you know, I'm backing up off of that until he gets all the way back. And I don't think, unless he re-signs with the Warriors, we're going to see a different DeMarcus Cousins, a better one. And when you talk about the explosion, I'm not saying being Shaquille O'Neal, but I can see where he would normally finish and get up just high enough for him to elevate, where he's not able to, you know, get to that spot, Steiny. That's what I'm talking about. So can he help the Warriors? Yes, he can. Will he help the Warriors? Yes, he can. But I know now from what I've seen, Iguodala and what we've had the last 3 years or 4 years in this run, that's the five we're going to end games with. There's just no way I've seen enough from him to have Iggy or somebody else sitting at right now. And that's no diss to him.
From the 510, it says matchups will dictate Boogie versus Iggy being on the floor. You know what? I don't buy that.
No, go ahead.
I don't buy that. When the Warriors are at their best, they don't match up to anybody. They make teams match up to them.
Go ahead, Snidey. That's been a problem. Teams can't.
And I don't, like, oh, when with Rudy Gobert on the floor, you can't go small. Why not? Why not? He's got to guard the three-point line. He doesn't do a good job of guarding the three-point line. It's not like, oh, Cousins has to play against Marc Gasol and Rudy Gobert.
Embiid.
I mean, it's nice to have him as an option, but it's not like they have to have him. I mean, they run circles around big guys.
Am I being hard on Boogie?
A little bit, I think.
Well, I guess what I'm doing is just comparing him to Andre, right? The starting five with Andre.
I think you need to call it the closing five.
The closing five. Help me out.
Yeah.
So I think we both agree that right now that Iguodala would get the vote.
And if that's hard to argue with, then I
guess I'm being hard. But I like what I see from Cuz, but it's not superseded Iguodala and the Warriors, how they look when he's on the floor.
Let's go to Rich in Los Altos. What's up, Rich?
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me on.
Yep.
I want to share my two-bit opinion about this. Guru, when you talk baseball and football, I agree with you. And basketball, I usually do too, but I got to respectfully and give my opposite opinion. I mean, back when you said you could play Jordan Bell and you've never dunked before, I mean, I thought you were joking. And now you're saying Steve Kerr. I think a good high school coach and maybe 20-30% of the fans could coach this team. And you're saying, I thought I heard you say Steve Kerr is equal to Steph Curry. I mean, come on, dude. And the last thing, now you're saying DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, DeMarcus Cousins, what he brings as a big man, in my humble opinion, what he brings to a big man, never mind coming off this injury, is so much more. I mean, they got to guard him. They haven't guarded Iguodala for the last couple of years. I mean, the way he opens up the floor, never mind that 7 foot. I mean, he's going to give up maybe 3-4 baskets in pick and rolls. That's my estimation. So what's that, 6-8 points? I think that compared to what he brings, it's a no-brainer. And I mean, it's really too bad that the rules are that somehow they can't pay him $20 million and keep everybody next year, but I guess they can't. So it's too bad. But, I mean, the main thing, well, I called anyway, and I'm not coming at you, Drew, because you're my dude, seriously, even though we never met. But anyway, Curry, they can't let Curry get hurt. I mean, we learned in the 70-win thing a couple years ago. If DeMarcus has to get some shots, sorry to ramble at you guys, and Curry, just don't let him twist that ankle, because if they keep winning titles, Durant and Clay stay. The minute they lose, one or both of those guys is gone. And then we're just going to all be talking about how, you know, the old days.
Hey, let me ask you this. You make some great points, and I love you to death. Real quick, we're talking about the closing lineup. I said starting lineup, the closing lineup. Are you ready to say you would rather have Cousins out there than Iguodala?
I don't even mind if Iguodala doesn't make the trip, quite frankly, for the last 2 years. That's my honest opinion. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's what I got.
Wow. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
He lost some. Yeah, that's
appreciate
my guy.
It,
but yeah, he lost. Yeah. Come on.
Warriors can't let Curry get hurt.
No,
how do you implement that strategy? How do you not let Curry get hurt?
Put him in some bubble wrap. He don't get hurt anymore.
John Wall got hurt walking down his steps. By the way.
He just put me in a bad mood.
By
that
the way,
name.
Let me tell you what's a joke.
Zion shoes.
Yeah. No, not shoes. The
what?
Please.
I'm listening.
What's the big deal?
This guy has got hundreds of millions
of
dollars.
He's got nothing. No, he doesn't. He's got nothing. He's a freshman in college.
And he shouldn't even be in college. He should be in the pros.
He's not good enough to be in the pros.
You think if he couldn't have went straight, he wouldn't have been in there? Stein, are you coming in hot? Okay, had that been your son and he would have tore his ACL?
He didn't. Yeah, he's going to be out with two games.
He should be out for good.
Let's drop it.
He should be out for good.
Why? Why should he?
Son, you are risking your future.
Oh, so he shouldn't play college basketball.
Bosa didn't.
Okay. So he should just shut it down.
It's about dollars and DJ Quick. Dollars and cents.
Okay. Weren't you the guy who was saying Christian McCaffrey is selfish because he didn't play in a bowl game?
But the bag he was... That was years ago, Snidey.
Okay.
All right.
So you're going to praise Williamson if he shuts it down right now.
Dude, he just had a dance with the devil and lived. Steiny,
sprained his ankle. People are like...
No, he busted through his shoe. So like Lou Ferrigno.
That's the other thing.
Go ahead.
It's happened.
When?
It's happened to me. It's happened to a lot of people who play basketball.
He busted through his shoe.
Yes.
Well, Chuck Taylor's. We're talking about $9,200 shoes.
Well, they're making them too light now. It's not a... How many times? How many times does Durant lose his shoe during the game?
You got me.
So that means Williamson ties his shoes tighter. I mean, that's honest to God. A lot of the pro players, believe it or not, they don't tie their shoes that tight.
And what's behind that? Because I do see guys lose their shoe. I'm like, what's going on?
Well, you won't see Zion lose his shoe. He's tying them too tight.
No,
that's
why
that
happened. No, he's too strong, Stoney. That was a representation of power. You don't bust through a leather shoe.
Ooh, wow.
Look at you, Stoney.
You got excited over broken backboards.
No, I just.
You?
Well, Daryl, Chocolate Thunder. Stoney, I can't.
What? Let me tell you.
You can't say that's regular. The guy busting through his shoe. That's all. Now, the shoe coming off, I'm with you. But busting through a leather Nike shoe?
Not a big deal.
Oh, my good Lord.
Was it a brand new shoe or was it old?
I didn't like how they looked.
You don't know. Right? You don't know. So, like, there's so many more questions to be asked.
Right. Like, somebody's in trouble at Nike.
Let me be clear about Williamson.
Oh, man.
I think he's going to be okay. I don't think he's going to be great.
But he's going number one to New York.
I don't know. Is he?
They're going
to
feel pressure to do it.
We don't know he's going to number one.
All right.
Second of all, we don't know New York's getting number one. So let's.
Well, you got me there.
Come on, Matt Zion would start for the Knicks. Okay. No kidding. He would absolutely start for the Knicks. I just don't think he's the second coming. And if he's Larry Johnson, guess what? He ain't that good.
Grandma Ma.
If he ends up to be Larry Johnson, then he'll be complete. You know what? If he has a career like Larry Johnson, Zion Williamson will be considered considerably overrated. If he ends up like Larry Johnson, that's it. All Larry Johnson, then sorry. I'm not on board. Antonio in Oakland. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Yeah, I think depending on who the Warriors face, you know, if they're facing the Sixers or the Nuggets, you know, with Jokic and Embiid, I think it should be Cousins. If they're facing, let's say, Rockets, I think Kevon Looney should be in the star lineup because he can switch on a James Harden or Chris Paul, and then his body type is kind of similar to Capella. So I think it does depend on matchups.
But what about what Steiny said? The Warriors are so great, they just roll out that lineup and make people conform to what they're doing. They don't have to worry about matching up.
I mean, they don't have to, but I'm just saying that's what I think will happen. You know, if it was up to me, like, I mean, I'll just roll with the best five, to be honest. You know, the five all-stars. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would do. But
I mean,
at the end of the day, they could do any lineup they can and still have success. You know, that's what I think Steve Kerr would do, not what I would do. That's what I think Steve Kerr would do.
Thanks for the call, Antonio. Appreciate it. What's an ostrich burger?
I guess something you could get at Fuddruckers in the union.
Steiny's going to be a generational talent. Yeah, I don't believe that. I don't believe he's going to be a generational talent.
They're trying to build him on the LeBron level. And
that could be
setting us up for disappointment. But
no, you think?
He better be better than Larry Johnson. That's all I'm saying. If you know, he's got some pressure on him, but he'll get paid.
I mean, Larry Johnson was solid.
He was one of my favorites.
But they're talking about this kid like he's going to be a top 15 player in NBA history.
Obama was in the house to watch him.
He was in Oakland, too.
With Curry.
Yeah. Paper Peddler in Burlingame. What's going on, man?
What's up, boys?
How you doing? What's up?
Hey, I don't got too much to say today, but I don't hear too many people talking about the cost of Boogie. I mean, we're talking $5 million. I would take him at 50% for $5 million. I think Iggy playing at $16 million this year is more of a risk than Boogie. Now, I know the Warriors, like you said, Guru, that hey, they really don't need to match up on anybody. But to conserve everybody, I think playing matchups is the way to go. But again, I mean, the cost of Boogie compared to the cost of Iggy, you got to think like that as well. What's the, you know, the better investment for right now? I don't know. That's what I think. Take care, guys.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I mean, the other thing is, who's more likely, and I'll say it positively, Livingston, Iguodala, Cousins, which guy is more likely to not miss a game the rest of the year?
Damn. I'm going to go Livingston.
Okay, then I think you need a wing player.
Everybody, that ain't going to happen, though, right?
Everybody's talking about, do you want a wing or big? I think you almost, do you need, to me, it's, do you need more insurance for Livingston, Iguodala, or do you need more insurance for Cousins? To me,
I
think it's Iguodala.
Oh, no doubt.
I think it's Iguodala.
But, and we saw it last year, our hearts dropped when he got hurt. Steiny had missed some games against the Rockets. How'd that work out? It didn't. And they're comparing Zion to Charles Barkley. Now, I do see that. That would be a damn good pick.
Zion a good passer?
I don't know yet.
Barkley was.
But when he got handles like Barkley and that explosion, dude, I thought it was over, man. I was like, damn, I felt bad.
What was over? His whole career.
Or him getting
number one
pick.
When's the last time a college player suffered a career-ending injury? A college player suffered an injury and his whole career was over.
I was going to say Baron Davis, but he came back.
When was the last time you thought it was over? When was the last time a college player blew something out and his career was over?
It's been I get what you're saying.
Okay. AJ, San Mateo. What's up, AJ?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
I just want to say, I think you got to go with Iggy down the stretch right now. I mean, this is actually the most explosive I've seen him in a while. He's getting up there, dunking more. He's got some more corner threes right now. And like I said, the Boogie is kind of a liability right now. And through his position, he's still kind of iffy.
I got to agree with you right now. I got to agree with you.
And I'm rooting for Boogie.
Iguodala, if he's playing as well as he's been playing,
okay,
according to Steve Kerr, and I have no reason to believe Steve Kerr wasn't telling the truth, the question is, how are you going to take Iggy out of the starting lineup? That kid Kevin Ware was not going to be an NBA player.
Wow.
I know, and I know. He did come back.
But, yeah, he wasn't, the projection wasn't what we're, this is...
Nerlens Noel, he's been in the league 5 years. Odin? I want to say he was. I know. It's an Iron Man.
Sam Bowie. How about that one?
Sam Bowie played until he was 36.
But he was never.
He was never what?
The same.
Hey, I said, when's the last time a guy just lost his career?
And we're not talking about should Boogie not start. Start all you want. I'm talking about finishing the games. And right now, Andre's in a zone, a good zone. And, you know, we'll see moving forward. But I'm sure Kerr knows that's the go-to lineup when if stuff starts to hit the fan.
What's this? HBO announces Anthony Davis will appear on the next episode of The Shop.
That's
LeBron James
episode
show.
One, and that was it.
I'll tell you what.
Come on. I watch a lot, too.
So let me guess. Anthony Davis can go on The Shop and talk about his future. Dude, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Like, what's the joke about it? It's his life.
Here it is. You ready? Here it is. National television broadcasts in the NBA are down 10%. Why do you think people are watching?
Oh, I know why.
Why?
Players only. It is the... Tim Roy was on here yesterday, and I asked him, and he said, Steiny,
no, it's not.
The ball's dribbling. There's no sound. You think something's wrong with the TV. They're talking about what they did in college. It's horrible. Give me some play-by-play. And then this is my second theory. I don't think Nielsen can the way you stream these games, I don't think they're counting them. And that's why they're down.
I'll tell you why.
Look at you. Now you're back now.
There's no interest in the league. And
it's part of
because of the Warriors. Because of the Warriors. This is why all people want to do is talk about free agency. The Warriors are why everybody wants to talk about Kyrie going to New York, Durant maybe going to New York, Kawhi going to the Clippers, who's going to join LeBron. It's why they're not watching nationally televised games.
That's drama, though.
No, it's not. There is no drama. That's the point. There's no drama in the NBA. The Warriors are going to win it all. That's what most people believe. All right? So if you have most people believing the Warriors are going to win it all, and not only that, they're probably going to steamroll. That will affect your viewership during the regular season. I have no doubt.
Wow.
If I were Houston Rockets, no, give me
Thunder.
Well, any team, I'd watch less now than I would have 4 years ago. I wouldn't watch TV now. I mean, I wouldn't watch games now if I was a casual fan.
But I got mad and I didn't tell you. The ratings came out for the AAF debut weekend. It outdrew OKC in Houston, and that was a great game. I didn't tell anybody how. I was a little hurt, like, come on. You're making that. How can that happen? Now you're telling me people are watching it because they know who's going to win. It's the Warriors.
The Warriors are going to win.
But we know that with the Peyton. Well,
No, we didn't. And now the novelty of the Warriors is gone. It's come apart. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steinmetz and Guru back at it.
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you.
I'm Matt.
Warriors Kings tonight at Oracle Arena, 7:30 tip-off. Warriors live comes at you at 6 o'clock. Tim Roy with a pregame show at 7, tip-off at 7:30 as the Warriors start the second half of the season. It always feels weird to say second half when there's only 25 games left. Maybe we'll just say start the home stretch of the regular season. I think that's what I'm going to say. So we start the home stretch of the regular season.
I'm a little disappointed in you, partner.
Uh-oh.
You said you were gone for a couple of days. It was longer.
But, 5 days.
Yeah, more than a couple. And I looked down, because we had shoe talk about shoe gate, and you got some clean,
yeah,
in a good way, black, and I asked you what
dark
they
blue
are. Pro-Keds.
Yeah, Pro-Keds.
Steiny, you are styling
and
profile.
They are black.
They are black. I'm black, so I know they were black. But you styling right now. And you didn't say anything about it. You just...
Well, I've had them on for 2 hours, and I was waiting for you to say...
I was happy to have
something
you back, so I was focused on,
gotcha,
you know.
All right. Yeah, no, maybe I'll tweet a picture out of them.
And one more thing about
they're
the ratings being
like
down.
Them.
People are getting the pirate cable to where they're cheating the system. I won't tell you how. I got some friends. And they get these games, and they go unaccounted for. And I think that's why the NBA's down. I think this drama, the numbers don't back this up, are adding to the intrigue of the league. You kidding me?
Am I the only one that... I see how I'm going to take the players' side. That talk between Kyrie and Kevin Durant, messing around.
Go ahead. I dream about getting that audio.
It's none of your business. It's none of your business, Guru. And you know what?
Wow.
No, you don't get the audio. You don't get the audio at all. In fact, dude with a camera, get out of here. Get out of here.
The NBA had
Come
him
on.
There.
I'm sure they did. Come on, man.
What was this?
Guys,
saying?
Having a private
he
conversation.
Put up two fingers, Steiny.
It's I'm going for my second ring this year. That's what he was saying. I mean, could you imagine you're Kyrie Irving and you sit down and they go, "What were you and Kevin Durant talking about?" I mean, you tell me you wouldn't want to just haul off and knock that guy out.
I'll give you okay, you know what?
That's all I'm saying.
Give me this, Mr. Kyrie, or the Kyrie defendants. Who the hell told the media that he called LeBron? I believe it was Kyrie.
Yeah.
So don't get mad when we want to know, because we're vested now.
He'll determine what he lets you know.
See, that's what I... No, what this is a show.
No, that's what you
do. I want to watch all episodes. Don't just tell us when you want to, I called LeBron.
So he has no privacy. He has no privacy anymore. And not only does he have no privacy...
When it comes to basketball, no.
Really, you can't talk... You can't have a private conversation with a guy in a hallway anymore. I don't like it. I don't like it.
But you didn't... He put up those two.
Yeah,
and then I got
because he's going to try to win his second title this year.
I got a confession. I'm excited to get you back. I thought Zion tore his ACL because Adam Schefter had tweeted.
It's Schefter.
Schefter?
Yeah.
Oh, Adam Schefter.
Right.
What did I say?
Schefter.
Like you had, I was thinking of you. But it was fake, and it wasn't him. And I got duped, and I sent it to you, so I do apologize. But come on, Stoney. People want to know what Kyrie was saying, and They had a clip where they had audio, and I press play like I'm going to hear it. And there were some comedians voicing it over of what he was saying. It was pretty funny, but I'm going to stop doing that. I won't retweet stuff.
A lot of people saying, pro kids, how old are you, Steiny? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this call. I'm going to take a photo of these shoes. I'm going to put them
clean
up on Twitter. I think they're nice.
Yeah.
Let's go to Damon. What's that?
Approved, Wes.
Nice. I'll go to Damon in San Francisco.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Good.
What's up, baby?
Hey, how are you? Hey, so you're talking about viewership being down. You're talking about whether or not the Warriors are killing ratings. And I don't see how you could say something like that when the last thing we were looking at before the Warriors got here was watching the Spurs play, and you're going to say the Warriors are killing ratings, and that's what's bringing down viewership. All the best players are moving from east to west. And all the big media moguls are all talking about, always want to make it East Coast bias central about whether or not they watch sports or not. Yeah, they're not watching sports. If you go back to any East Coast team, and they never end up watching any of the West Coast teams at late at night, they're all gone to bed. They don't even watch sports anymore. All their stars are leaving. It's not the Warriors. It's all the main players are leaving the East.
You brought up the Spurs, and I get it. The Spurs aren't boring, but nobody ever knew the Spurs were going to win it every single year. The bottom line is, whether they do or don't, the Warriors have won two in a row, and everybody thinks they're a lock to win their third title. And that has turned off some fans and their interest in the game.
I don't agree with that, Stoney.
Damon?
That's in your opinion, and if you go to any arena, you go there, there's a bunch of Warrior fans.
Warrior fans, yes.
And every in all of those arenas. So it's not the Warriors shutting it down, because they're still coming out to see the Warriors in their own arena.
I know. I'm not talking about Warrior fans. I'm talking about NBA fans. That's what I'm talking about. Thanks for the call, Damon. Appreciate it.
And this hasn't been a problem before. Steiny, I think the Warriors are like the Beatles, the Bulls on their run. They're a draw.
Right. They're a draw, but...
You see all that activity at the trade deadline?
No,
a lot
that's
of teams
great.
Think
that's
they're
great.
In it.
They're a draw. But I have no interest in watching Toronto, Charlotte. I have no interest this year in watching even like Denver. Why Denver? They're not going to win it. They're good.
They got good announcers.
Yeah, I mean, they're good, but they're not going to win it. So that's a
lot of people. If I meet one person that likes players only, that'll be a first, Donnie. They're getting crushed. Don't say the Godfather. He said the Godfather. Papa likes them.
Renegade in Oakland. What's going on, Renegade?
First of all, Renegade sporting his PF flyer so I can run higher, run faster and jump higher. But I'm going to tweet a picture of those as well. But listen, I want to tell you why it's down. And it's part of the NBA players and Papa's fault. When you rest guys during major games, when you have the kid at Kawhi Leonard missing more games in one season than Karl Malone did over 18 years, it's garbage. It's the players. It's the NBA. It's the coaches that told us these games didn't matter. The Warriors did it a couple years ago against Denver where they set their big three. Thank God they haven't done it since then. But that's happening. And as far as, hey, listen, this is just between me and you, and I hope the FCC isn't listening. But, Guru, Man, I can't believe you and your boys have made an 18% difference, man. You guys should be playing the stock market. Appreciate the show. Love the time. You know, Steinmetz, I didn't realize how much I missed you until I no longer had you with me for them 5 days. And Renegade, appreciate your time.
Thank you, Renegade. Renegade's come around.
Yeah.
We've had great times, then a fallout, and now we're having great times again.
I never commented on your two's fallout. I just kind of looked the other way. You didn't need my help.
I don't hold grudges. I don't hold grudges.
No, you do.
No, I don't.
That's come on, Steiny. I don't want to be very sloppy few. On there. There we go. There we go.
Wait,
that's
is there one I'm holding that you...
Oh, not against me, but just... I won't say no name. Nah,
you can just slip it to me.
What did he mean by 18%?
I don't know.
He must have been looking at the numbers.
What's 18%? Have you been betting lately?
No. You got to have money to bet.
I thought maybe... I don't... I thought maybe you had an
18%
winning. Secret
look at the ratings or something.
Or some...
What was plus 18?
Steinmetz, give me a break. Warriors are not a for sure thing. You all think they're just going to walk through everybody. Come on, man. Anything? I get it. No, I get it. Nothing's a sure thing. I get that. And it might be harder than people think. I'm just saying, if you're a fan of another team, right now you're looking at the Warriors and say, this is a joke. And you've lost some interest. If you're a fan of another team.
Even the Rockets or Thunder?
I think mostly those teams. I think the top 10 teams. I mean, yes, the Rockets right now. If you're a Rockets fan, are you more excited than last year? No chance.
That's your own fault. Talk to Daryl.
I'm just saying. I mean, I just don't think. I mean, if I'm.
But you're a fan, Steiny. You love ball.
Well, I love. Yeah.
I'm tuning in.
But I'm kind of hardcore. I mean, I love basketball. I watch
so
the
you're
Hawks,
snobby.
For goodness sake.
You're snobby. You don't let it play out. You're not going to watch. If I don't think you can win, you don't even get my...
No, what I'm saying is I'm different. Like, I'm going to watch basketball no matter what.
All right.
What I'm saying is a casual fan of another team looks at the Warriors and they say, this is a joke. This team's an all-star team. Look at these guys teaming up. Nobody's going to beat them. It's a point. I'm not even going to watch. That's what I think some fans say.
I think the NBA is, oh, wow, Steiny, somebody said PJ Carlissimo, no grudges from you. Wow. Hey, listen.
No, I didn't have a grudge to it. I mean, I didn't like him. Is that a grudge? Nah, holding a grudge would be trying to stick it to him every time you can. Yeah, there's one. Let's go to D. D's in Oakland. What's up, D? How you doing, man?
Simon and Guru, how you guys doing this morning?
Doing well.
Good. Good to hear your voice again. And Daryl, good to hear your voice as well, even though you've already been on. My thing is, I love the Warriors, man. Lifelong fan. I just feel like today's NBA does not have a true rival. The Warriors don't really have a true rival like Lakers and Celtics. Lakers and even Sixers. Celtics, Sixers. I mean, think about it, man. I mean, at one point, were rivals with the Clippers. That's faded.
Yeah.
We might be considered rivals with the Rockets, but I'm talking about across the board. So I agree with you, Simon, that the casual fan, I mean, look at the NFL. Every year it's the Patriots, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you still have the storied rivalries, even the Raiders against the Chiefs, Raiders against the Broncos, Steelers against the Browns, Steelers against the Ravens. Even if these teams don't win the championship like the Patriots do, you still have those storied rivalries and you look forward to it. Whereas, each night against an NBA game, what are you looking for? You know, the Bucks against the Hornets, who cares? Timberwolves against the Raptors, who cares? Unless you're in Milwaukee or Toronto.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But nationwide, you're looking for the Warriors against who? I mean, even the Lakers. The Lakers are supposed to be our rivals, but...
Well, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one, D. That's the one that we need. I'll be honest with you. That's the one we need. Don't you think?
Yes, sir. Definitely. And LeBron's there, so that creates even more drama. But you said the key word, drama.
Yeah.
Where is the it factor? What's going to draw me to NBA on TNT if it's the Warriors against who? The Celtics against who?
What about your love for the game?
See, go ahead, D.
Well, the love. I hear Daryl saying the love for the game. That's great if you're an NBA fan. If you love to watch good basketball, but everybody doesn't care about good basketball. Mm-hmm. They care about is the drama. That's what Simon is alluding to. I need to see Shaq against whoever, David Robinson back in the 90s. I mean, we're talking about that.
Here's what I think, D. Thanks for the call, D. Here's what I think. I'll tell you what I think would be great for ball.
I miss you grabbing the mic.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco Radio.com sports station. I believe that the Warriors are ahead of the pack. They're a level above everybody. And chances are they're going to win it. And they should win it because they have more talent than everybody. They have better chemistry. And I think a lot of people feel like they're going to win it. So that's taken some of the drama out of it. Now, I will say this. If you get a player down in L.A. to play with LeBron James,
all right,
and if Durant goes somewhere,
all right,
I think at that point you're going to have at least six teams that have a chance to win it.
Okay. You can even make more than six.
And that's what gets interest up across the league. If the Celtics think they can win it, if Philly thinks they can win it, if Milwaukee thinks they can win it, Toronto, Warriors, Denver, Houston, OKC, that's eight teams. That's eight teams.
But what about all these, I'm not disputing what you're saying, but what about all these ratings that don't take into account, like U2 TV that has sponsored the NBA for over 2 years, but, you know, they don't count that. I think this is a glitch. Because when you talk about drama, we're in an era now to where we like drama off the field and off the hardwood. Steiny, and the NBA has all of that. This Anthony Davis stuff, it knocked the Super Bowl out the box. You can't tell me that's not good for the brand. Kyrie, where's KD going?
It's terrible for the brand.
In what way? If it's causing what you and last caller alluded to, drama.
It's not terrible for the brand. It's terrible for the ratings of the games themselves. Why the hell would you watch a Pelicans game right now? Why? Their best player said he didn't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.